Well, our kids are going to get ready. They're going to do a couple skits for you. And while they're getting ready into their positions, I got a few more jokes. All right? There was an epitaph. You guys can go ahead and get in place. All right? Hallelujah. There was an epitaph in Silver City, Nevada. And it read, "Here lies Butch. We planted him raw. He was quick on the trigger, but slow on the draw." And here are some puns to live by. All right? If you write with a, you know, to write with a broken pencil is pointless. There was once a cross-eyed teacher who couldn't control his pupils. Math teachers have lots of problems. Studying fungus is a way to mold young minds. All right. You guys ready? All right, they're going to show you a skit here. Let's give a warm welcome to our young people.
I have found the ugliest person in the world, and to prove it, I have three volunteers lined up to see the ugliest person. Volunteer number
Now they'll get a little bit more serious as they go. How many has ever had carried a burden? All right? Well, we're going to show you how to get that burden relieved. Now, what would be different if someone actually believed? Let's see what would be different.
Oh my God, how hot it is today.
It's no hotter than where I come from.
Who are you?
I am Satan.
I don't believe in Satan. Are you from
they'll run from soon.
Hey, what's this? It's quite pretty. Can I try it?
Yes.
What's this?
This is the bondage of sin.
But I don't believe in sin.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
No.
Where are you dragging me?
To hell.
I don't want to go to hell. I don't believe in hell.
Awesome!
No! I know the one who can help you.
Who can help me, please?
Jesus
I need
can help you. Tell me more about him.
Jesus can forgive you and save you from all your sins. He can give you a new life in heaven.
Ooh, I like him already.
Wasn't that good? All right. There will be more. All right. Our young people now are going to lead us in worship. All right. So I want you guys to stand up with me, and let's join our young people in worship.
Is this on?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, first, we're going to do worship now, but first I just wanted to say that there's banners on the chair where Solomon is. He's in the bright orange shirt. So if you wanted to wave them while we were singing, that would be fine.
The hope. has been forgotten. We have a love that will be brought in. We are speaking louder than before.
Alive and in this world we will shine, 'cause we
shout. Lift up and cry and shake the ground. Shouting the walls are coming down. Yeah, we're running after you. Like a rolling stone, like a runaway train. No turning back, no more yesterday. My heart is free. No chains on me. God, you raised me up from the grave. The cross before, I'm on my way. My heart is free. No chains on me. Now is the time. Now is the time for freedom.
We'll live to know you here on the earth. I
my God is with me. Whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go. Lord, you never let go of me. I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be an end to these troubles. But until that day comes, still I will praise you. Still I will praise you. Oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. In every high and every low. Oh no, never let go. You never let go of me. Oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go. Lord, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go. Lord, you never let go of me.
Yeah.
music and make music with the heavens. Sing, sing, sing. Grateful that you hear us. We shout your praise. Lift high the name. Sing, sing, sing. And make music with the heavens. We will sing, sing, sing. There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave
I will.
Someone say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Aren't our youth awesome? Yeah. Glory to God. You can have your seats. They're going to get ready to do a couple more skits. Yeah?
I know there's been a lot of storms lately, and I just wanted to say, like, whether the storm's, like, physical or, like, in your life, just praise God and give it to Him.
Now, if you're a young person between the ages of 12 and 18, we have openings in Air Force. You can come. We meet every other Tuesday, and we will be meeting on Tuesday the 31st, since we have a special meeting on the 7th. So we'll go ahead and resume our regular meeting on Tuesday. And I just want to let the men know that we're having Barnabas tomorrow. So I want to invite you to come out at 8:30. And amen. Is everybody ready? All right. They're going to do two more skits for us. You know, we have a lot of opportunities to help other people, and sometimes we do the best to avoid helping other people, and we're going to see about that.
Nothing at all.
Now, I misspoke before. Now we're going to learn how to relieve our burdens.
My bird.
alternative?
Well, I'm a psychologist, and I'm pretty sure if you read all these books, you'd be able to solve your own problems.
I've already read all these books, and they don't help.
Can you help me, Miss Burden?
Yeah, sure. I'm your best friend. I can help you.
You're not helping me, and I have these big problems at the end.
Can you help me get rid of this burden?
Sure. Take a drink and get all your problems.
No! Can you help me with this burden?
I can't help you, but I know someone who can.
Who?
Jesus. He can help you solve all your problems, and he'll save you and forgive you if you just ask him.
Can you tell me more about him?
Sure.
It all started when Mary had a dream.
And let's give it a hand for our youth. If you're carrying around a heavy weight, the only thing that's going to relieve that weight is Jesus. Do any of the youth want to say anything about Air Force? Come on up.
Okay, I'm Melissa, and the Air Force is a ton of fun, and you get to, like, ask questions without being embarrassed that it's, like, stupid, and you get to have food and just hang out together, and we'll always play a game and do an activity, and you can just be, like, real with your friends and everything, and we have a good time.
Amen. Anybody else?
I'm Erica, and I would like to say that youth group is one of the places where you can ask questions and you don't have to feel embarrassed. Like, quite literally, you can stand there and ask the most stupidest question, and you might give you an answer, and it might be stupid, but it's an answer.
Anybody else?
Hello, I'm Amber. hi. Youth group is, like, really fun. You have fun with all your friends. You get to eat and talk. And later, Pastor Doug gives the word, or Tony, or Sevenoni. Sevenoni. He's right there. You just have a lot of fun. Just all those people, except for her. She doesn't go so much.
Amen. Anybody else?
The food is really, really good. And we always have a great time, and we get to learn a lot about God, too.
Amen. And we have a great, great group of kids. And, you know, we've had the privilege. Tony has been helping out, I don't know, for 7-8 months now, something like that. And he's been involved, and you need to pray for Tony, because he has to be delivered from second shift. But he got the nickname Sevenoni because he writes his T in a fancy way, and so it looks like a seven, so they started calling him Sevenoni. That's kind of his nickname. But I would like you to welcome Tony Orlando as he comes and shares the word, all right?
Everybody hear me? This thing on? All right. It's been a while since I've been up in front of a bunch of people, so you're going to have to bear with me. I have a question for every one of you. How many here know they have a loving father? Put your hands up. That's a pretty good amount. Pretty much everybody. I just want to share with you tonight what God laid on my heart about God's love. I want to be able to tell you without a doubt that you have a loving Father, every one of you. And by the time I'm done, I want you to know that no matter what you do, what you say, or how far you go, He's going to be there to take you back, bring you home. All right? Now, if you have a Bible, you can flip to me. Yeah, flip with me. To Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 22. It's the story of the prodigal son. And he said, there was a certain man who had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the part of the property that falls to me. And he divided the estate between them. And not many days after that, the younger son gathered up all that he had and journeyed to a distant country. And there he wasted his fortune in reckless and loose living. And when he had spent all he had, a mighty famine came upon the country, and he began to fall behind and be in want. So he went and forced himself upon one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into the fields to feed the hogs. And he would gladly have fed on and filled his belly with the carob pods that the hogs were eating, but they could not satisfy his hunger, and nobody gave him anything else. Then when he had came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have enough food and even food to spare, but I am perishing here of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against you. I have sinned against heaven. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Just make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up, came to his own father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with pity and tenderness for him. And he ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his bondservants, bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and give him a ring for his hand and sandals for his feet. We all know the story pretty much, or we've heard it in some way, shape, or form. And this is just kind of a parallel to God's love for us. No matter how far we can go away, God will always be there to welcome us home with his best robe, a ring for your hand, theoretically speaking. And the father didn't care what his son did. He was just so happy and moved that his son came to his senses and came home. Now, I want to speak a little bit about how enduring God's love is. If you could flip to 1 Corinthians verse 13, or chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. It says, love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. It is not boastful or vainglorious. It does not display itself haughtily. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecomingly. Love does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it, pays no attention to the suffered wrong. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. It is ever ready to believe the best of every person, and its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances. And it endures everything without weakening. All right, another question for you. Where's my strong guys at? Big tough guys. All right. Between my wife, my children, and some youth, we're good. All right, now here's another question for you. How many of you could take a beating for someone you love? Okay, that's pretty easy, right? What about someone you don't know?
Possibly.
What about someone who hated you? My boys are in there. All right. we all know Jesus was crucified for everyone, right? He was beaten, stabbed, whipped, spit upon, ridiculed, was treated like a criminal. What got him through it? I would say, you know, love for his children, everyone sitting in this room. He loved us that much, he took every hit, every kick, every whip. Didn't think twice about it. He was there for the until it was done, it was finished, and he saved every one of us. I'm going to flip to Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12. Therefore will I divide him a portion with great kings and rulers, and he shall divide the spoil with the mighty, because he poured out his life unto death. And he let himself be regarded as a criminal and be numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore and took away the sin of many and made intercession for transgressors. Ooh, the rebellious. So it's just a little peek, a little glimpse of the love that God has for us. Who's some of the oldest kids here? Like, the oldest in your family? All right. Another hypothetical question for you.
That's so mean.
Oh, I know it's horrible.
It is horrible.
What if your mom or dad came to you and said, well, in about 19, 20 years, I got a plan for you, buddy or daughter. And they say, you're going to have to go through a living hell, basically. I know. It's horrible. And they give you the choice to accept this burden or to walk away. What do you think you would do? I would like an answer, if you got one. You would take the burden? Anyone else? You try and take the burden?
I'm not saying I'm going to be successful, but I'm going to try.
If you had to? Okay. What do you think that love that Jesus showed us on the cross started when he was 30 years old? I don't think so. He had that love for us even when he was just a wee little person. A wee little person. No matter what you've done, God can use you to do his will and to share his love. Just kind of what I want to get across. God's love is immense. No matter what is going on, he's there to help you. I can share a little bit personal experience. I was around 13 or 14 years old. Oh, everyone perked up. 13 or 14, between middle school, high school. A little mad at my parents. I know it's horrible. My dad was going to school. He was gone all week. He'd come home on weekends. Come home on weekends and try to be a good father and, you know, guide me where I was doing wrong. And being a teenage kid, I didn't like that at all. So I hung out with some kids that probably shouldn't have. I shared a little bit with the youth about this. Oh, buddy, it's not that bad, is it? Well, I ended up hanging out with some kids I shouldn't have. And met a girl you know, the girl that you're not supposed to take home to mom and dad. And we ended up having premarital sex together. And that went on for a couple months until I found out she cheated on me. Then, oh, the world's ending. It's horrible. Well, kind of woke up, came to my senses. And I just remembered where I came from. I was raised in a nice, you know, strong Christian family. And I felt horrible. I lied to my parents. I lied to my friends. And I definitely dishonored God and my father and mother. And even though I went that far away, you're so easily amused. Even though I went that far away, God showed me his love. And he started planting people in my life to guide me where I should be. And from that point, God really started working. I went on mission trips with church and the whole bunch of stuff that was good in the name of God. Started honoring my parents. And God is good. And the love is there. I'm going to switch here to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. If I can find it. Wrong bookmark. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us everlasting consolation and encouragement, and well-founded hope through his grace, comfort and encourage your hearts and strengthen them, making them steadfast and keep them unswerving in every good work and word. I'd kind of like to leave you with that, because that is exactly what we need at any given time. God's encouragement and love for us. I'd like to close with a little prayer. Dear Father, I thank you for bringing us all here together tonight. And I thank you for the youth that we have in this church. And I want to pray for the youth that your love reaches out and softens their heart tonight, Lord, and that it strengthens them for future endeavors. Dear Lord, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to share your word. And I want to thank you again for this wonderful church and these great youth that we have. In your holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Great job, Tony. You know, if there's one thing that we could benefit from more, that's to develop a love for God. Now, you know, what we wanted to do with tonight is just to kind of give our young people just an opportunity to see what it's like to minister to others. So they pretty much did everything. I mean, they baked stuff. They greeted. They worked hard on the worship. They did drama. And I want to thank you guys for your participation and your gifts and your talents. You guys are great. God's got great plans for you. Yeah. Let's give our young people a hand. We have Melissa, Emily, Eunice, Amber, Erica, Elliot, Sierra. I don't think I missed anybody. Stephen, yes. Stephen was our helper, and he was involved in a lot of here and there. So you guys did an awesome job tonight. Amen. And so we'll have to do more of this, right? Yes. We have our youth camp August 3rd through the 6th. And we've got a lot of great things in store for that. So you want to get ready for that. It's we're going to kick it off on the Wednesday night on August 3rd. And they'll camp out here. And we got many good things planned for our young people. So start inviting your friends. All right? And see if they want to come. And, you know, we want our youth group to expand. And we want our youth to reach out to other youth. You know, sheep produce sheep, right? So if you get the young people stirred up, reaching other young people, then it's going to grow, all right? So we're going to get back to, we won't be having special projects for a while. We're going to get back into the Word, and we'll have our activity. So this Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., we'll meet for Air Force, and it'll be great. And you guys glad you're here tonight? Now, there's a lot of good things to eat. We got some pizza, some hot dogs, and all the money just goes for Air Force, really. So you guys can partake and enjoy that. I want to thank you guys for coming out tonight, supporting our young people. And Tony, awesome word. Very good. And I'll leave you with this. What do you call an elephant hitchhiker? A 2.5-ton pickup. Why don't you stand with me? And, you know, some things are better caught than taught. Sometimes you just catch something when you're in a place, when you're with a group of believers. Something just gets put in you, and you may not know all what God put in you right away, but you know what? Let God work it out. All right, so Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks and praise tonight. Thank you, Lord, for our gifts, talents, and abilities of our young people. And, Lord, the effort that they put forth to honor you. Lord, I thank you for these people coming out tonight. And, Lord, we just give you glory and honor and praise for what you have done here tonight. Lord, I think breakthroughs are happening tonight, Father. Lord, we're going to experience your love in a greater way. Father, you're going to touch our hearts. You're going to open our hearts. And we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Yep.